Good to be back here at the Peoria Chinese Christian Church in your building.
回到你们毕生华人教会的这幢教堂里面，真是太好了。
And for those of you who are watching from home, thank you for joining us virtually.
那在线上的那些朋友们，也欢迎你们参加我们的聚会。
I bring you greetings from my family.
我带来我们全家的来问候。
My wife and our youngest daughter are driving right now to Greenville, South Carolina.
我的太太和我最小的女儿现在正在驱车前往南卡。
You might wonder why I'm not driving to Greenville, South Carolina.
那你们可能在想，哎，那我为什么没有全去呢？
Someone has to stay home and work.
有些那必须家里有人要工作。
And that someone's me.
那个人就是我。
And I'm glad to do that.
我也非常高兴那样做。
My wife is a substitute school teacher in the Dunlap School District.
我太太是 Dunlap 的临时替补老师。
And so thankfully she has this freedom while my youngest, Lauren, is on spring break to take a trip to see two of our other daughters.
所以说在我的小女儿她有春假的时候，我太太她就有时间能够陪着她一起去南卡看我的另外两个女儿。
My daughters in South Carolina are Stephanie and Sarah.
在南卡的是我的两个大女儿 Stephanie 和 Sarah.
And you may recall or you may not recall.
你可能记得或者不记得。
Sarah got married in October.
Sarah 在去年十月她结婚了。
To Matthias.
她的先生 Matthias.
So we're very happy for them.
我为他们感到非常高兴。
I had to wait 28 years to get a son.
我等了28年才有了一个儿子。
And that's okay.
没什么，这很好。
I am pursuing board certification as a chaplain.
我现在正在追求一个认证的住院牧师。
The class that I am in has those who do not view this book the way I do.
在同样一个班级里面，其他的人，很多人看这本圣经和我的看法完全不一样。
In my class, I'm often the only one taking a biblical position.
在整个课，在整个班级里面，我可能是唯一那一个，是基于圣经的。
Your prayers for me are appreciated.
那你们为我的祷告是非常需要的。
It can get kind of lonely in there.
因为有时候在那里就觉得非常的孤单。
But I'm thankful for the opportunity to pursue these credentials.
但是我非常感激有这样的机会能够去求证，能够追求这样的证书。
So that the gospel of Christ can go farther.
那样的话，那神的话语就能，走更远。
That's the goal.
这就是我的目标。
What does it mean to be worldly?
世俗是什么意思？
What is worldliness?
那世界，这个世俗是什么？
Sometimes Christians are guilty of making their applications of scripture equal to the scripture.
那有时候基督徒我们本身就对用要把这个圣经应用上升到圣经的本身这个层次负有责任。
How someone defines worldly will differ from culture to culture.
那在不同的文化里面怎么来定义这个世俗这个概念呢是不同的。
It'll also differ from Christian to Christian within the culture.
可能在同一个文化里面， 不同的基督徒，他们定义这个世俗世界也是不同的。
So we have to be careful to not make our applications of Scripture on the same level as Scripture.
所以说，我们必须要小心啊，我们不要把我们自己对圣经的应用上升到了圣经它自己本身的层次。
But the Bible does warn us about worldliness.
但是圣经里面的确是警示了我们关于世俗世界的概念。
What is it?
它是什么？
The Apostle John is going to help us with that in our text today.
那因此啊，使徒保罗啊，使徒约翰，那就在今天来为我们解答这些问题。
I've entitled this message "Don't Love the World."
啊，那今天我讲过，曾经讲过这个。主题那就是不要爱世界。
You have my outline on the screen.
在这个屏幕上，你有我今天要讲的。
To help you follow along.
那你也就能一起来遵循这个大纲上的。
I'm going to read 1 John 2, 15 to 17, and then Mason can read it in Mandarin.
那接下来我就来诵读约翰一书第二章第十五到十七节。
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not from the Father.But it's from the world. The world and its lusts pass away. But whoever does the will of God lives forever.
约翰一书第二章十五十七不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Let's pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Father in heaven, you know everyone and everything about them who is listening to this message.
在天上的父啊，你知道一切，你知道所有我们在正在聆听这话语的人。
You know everything about me.
你知道你了解我的一切。
You know how I need this message.
你也知道我是如何需要这一段信息。
I ask for your help in delivering it.
我就是祈求你来亲自传达这个信息。
I ask your blessing on Mason as he translates it.
也求你祝福 Mason 他今天的翻译。
I pray in Jesus' name.Amen.
耶稣基督名祷告。
A little bit of background about the book of 1 John.
那让我先来讲一讲关于约翰一书的一些背景。
Speaking authoritatively about the truth of the incarnation.
那这一份书信呢，它就是非常以权威的来描述了道成肉身的真理。
This is a message that many of his doubting readers needed because of false teachers who denied the full humanity and deity of Jesus Christ.
那很多他的读者或者是都是在听到这假牧师他们传达的不同的内容后否定了基督的神性和他的人性。
These false teachers were calledThe Gnostics, the ones with special knowledge.
这些假的牧师是被称为 Gnostics, 假的师父。
That was not in the notes. Good old Mason. Thanks, Mason.
Yeah, sure.
These false teachers were really shaking the faith of the Christians.
那这些假的老师，他们非常动摇了基督徒的信心。
So the book of 1 John is affirming the core of Christianity.
那所以说约翰一书呢它是重申了基督的基督教的核心。
And it's going to teach that, that we either show sound doctrine and obedience and the love that characterizes all Christians, or else we're not true Christians.
它是在教导我们要如何来重申这纯正的教义，啊，我们要服从和爱，这些都是基督徒的特征，否则呢，我们就完全不是真实的基督徒。
Assurance of salvation is not from having prayed a prayer. Rather, it is from having a changed life.
那我们得救的保证，我们得救的保证不是只是来自祷告，我们得救的保证是要来自改变我们自己的生命。
In chapter 2, John is giving us several signs of salvation. Here's how you can know that you're saved.
那么在第二章里面，那么老约翰就给我们了几个救恩的现象。那这些迹象呢，就能表明我们是如何知道我们得救了。
He states this as one of the reasons for writing the book in 1 John 5:13.
啊，第一个理由他是给出的是在第 5:13, right?
Yes.
第五章的第十三节。
I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life.
那在约翰一书第五章十三节，他老约翰说道，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子子民的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
You can know that you're saved.
你能够知道你已经得救了。
You can have confidence that you're saved.
你能够非常有信心地知道你已经得救了。
Not everyone teaches that.
并不是所有人都会这样教导的。
But I believe that this book teaches it.
但是我相信这本书，这本圣经是这样教导的。
Do you know that you know that you know that you're saved?
你自己知道，你知道你自己真正的被救赎了吗？
If you're not sure, or if you question it, study 1 John.
如果你自己不确认，或者你自己也有疑惑的话，那就请读约翰一书。
Study the signs of salvation, the tests of salvation of this book.
一起来研读这约翰一书里面所想到的救恩的迹象。
I will say all of us have doubts from time to time.
我们每个人不时的都会有一些疑惑。
Even the apostles did right before Jesus ascended into heaven.
就算是使徒在耶稣升天以前他们也有疑惑。
Matthew 28 verse 17 says, And when they saw him, they worshipped him,But some doubted.
在马太福音28章17节的时候，他这里就讲到，当我们
Judas was already dead. This was the 11 true followers of Jesus.
这时候犹大，在那个时候犹大已经死了，那时候的使徒就是那11，剩下的11位真正跟随耶稣的。
So you can have these brief times of doubt, but you don't have to live in doubt. You can live in confidence.
你可能会暂时有那些疑惑，但是你不需要一直住在那里面。
First John 2 is giving us several signs of salvation.
所以说约翰一书第二章他就给了我们几个救恩的迹象。
He gives us the sign of obedience in verses 3-5 of the chapter.
三节到五节里面，他先给了我们一个顺服的标志。
He gives the sign of imitation in verses 5-6.
在五节到六节里面，他给了我们一个能够模仿的一个迹象。
Basically, it talks about walking in the same way in which Jesus walked or lived.
就是模仿。就像基督一样的在行走。
He gives us the sign of love in verses 7-11.
第七节到十一节里面讲到了爱的迹象。
And then in our text today, he gives us the sign of separation.
12到17就是今天我们要讲的他讲到了一个分离的迹象
And that's in verses 12 through 17
12节到17节
I'm going to read 12 through 17 in English and then I'll have Mason read that in the Chinese
那我来读12节到17节
I'm writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning.I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world.The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever.
小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主的名得了赦免。父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识的那从起初原有的少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。小子们啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识的那因为你们认识那从起初原有的少年人呢、啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和世上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
In verse 12, he said, I'm writing to you, dear children.
在第十二节里面，他就提到，我写信给你们的孩子们。
This was the whole church.
这些小子，他这里指的其实就是整个的教会。
John was the elder.
那当时那约翰就是他的那位，就是当时的长老。
They called him the elder. He was very old.
当时人们叫他长老，当然他也非常年纪也大了。
The last surviving of the 12.
因为他是十二使徒里面唯一还剩下的。
So he's viewing himself as their spiritual father.
那他看自己也是觉得自己就像他们灵里面的父亲。
So dear children was the whole church.
所以说亲爱的孩子们呢他指的是整个教会。
And then he addresses fathers.
然后他在这里又指了说到了父亲们。
I believe this refers to those older in the faith, more spiritually mature in the church.
那我觉得这里应该是指在灵里面已经比较成熟的长辈。
Young men, or those who are younger and not saved as long.
那些年轻人呢，那就是指被救赎出来不久的年纪稍轻的属灵里面稍轻的人。
They had not progressed as far in their Christian faith.
那些年轻人可能在属灵的基督信仰上并还没有进步太多。
I believe he's speaking generically to both genders.Both men and women.
我也认为他这里所指的对象是两种性别都有，是男的和女的都有。
I'm not a biologist, but I know what a woman is.
我不是一个生物学家，但是我知道女性是什么。
I'm smarter than some on the Supreme Court.
我比有些最高法院的人要。
Couldn't resist that.I've broken this text down into three sections.
那我把这一段经文呢分为了三部分。
The statement of the command, the explanation of the command, and the consequences of the command.
这是三个部分，分别是对声明声明的这个描述，然后对这声明的解释，最后这声明的或者这命令的后果结果。
The statement of the command is in verse 15.
第一部分是在第十五节。
Do not love the world or anything in the world.
不要爱这世界或者这世上的任何事。
Love is a present tense command.
这个爱它用的是一个现在时。
And with the negative, it could be translated, stop loving the world, something they were already doing.
它也可以被解释为不要停止爱这世界。
Or it could be translated, don't let loving the world become a habit.
或者它也可以解释成不要把爱这世界成为你的一种习惯。
So it could be a corrective, or it could be a preventative.
它可以是一种纠正式的，或者是一种防止式的。
We need both. We need the corrective and we need the preventative.
我们需要两者都需要，一种既是一种防止式的，也是一种纠正式的。
Do not love the world.
不要爱这世界。
This is the Greek word cosmos. Its main idea is order or organized.
这是来自希腊语这个宇宙这个词往往是指有次序有组织的。
This is the human race in its alienation and opposition to God.
这也往往是人类与上帝之间的一种疏远和一种反对。
John here has in view the world of humanity steeped in sin and dominated by Satan.
那约翰就在这里认为，他认为人类的世界呢，一直沉浸于在罪恶之中，并被恶者所掌握。
First John chapter 2 is going to help us to not love the world.
那因此这第二章约翰福音在第二章这里，他就会教导我们不要爱这世界。
In chapter 5 verse 19, we read, we know that we are children of God and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one, which is Satan.
那在第五章第十九节这里，我们也将会看到我们会知道我们是神的儿女，但是整个世界呢，都是在 Satan 这个恶者的掌握之下。
Cosmos is the Greek word.
这个希腊语就是宇宙 cosmos.
In English, we get the word cosmetics from this.
那在英语里面，我们也会往往产生一个衍生词，也就是化妆品。Cosmetics, right?
Yeah. Cosmetics. My wife applies various kinds of cosmetics when she gets ready.
就像我太太，她每天梳妆打扮的时候，她就会用很多的化妆品。
It's a process.
是一个过程。
It's an orderly process.
是一个非常有次序的过程。
So that cosmos, cosmetics, the order, the organized system, the reason that there's so much opposition to Christianity is because Satan is organizing it.
那这个词就真的很好解释，这个有在一切反对基督的都是有次序的，有组织的，都是由这个恶者在那里有计划的。
I'll have more to say about Satan a little later in the message.
在后面我会慢慢解释，再讲到撒旦这个词。
The verse says, "Don't love the world or the things in the world."
这里经节讲到不要爱世上的事，不要爱世界和世上的事。
He'll explain the things in the world in verse 16.
那在第十六节里面，他在解释到了这一点。
The warning here is that if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father or love for the Father is not in that person.
那这里提出的警告就是，如果有人爱世界呢，那爱父的心就不在他里面了。
This is not referring to a Christian committing sin. We all sin.
这里并不是指在基督徒所犯的罪，我们所有人都可能犯罪。
In fact, in chapter 1, And verse 8, it says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8.
在第一章的第八节里面, 约翰也说到, 我们若说自己无罪, 那便是自欺, 真理不在我们的心里。
And then 2 verses later, in verse 10, it says, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
第十节又说到, 我们若说自己没有犯过罪, 便是以神为说谎的, 他的道也不在我们心里。
So in chapter 1, verse 8, if we say we don't have like a sin nature, or in verse 10, if we have not committed acts of sin, either way, we are very wrong.
所以说在第八章第十节里面, 他分别讲到, 如果我们认自己, 认为自己是没有罪性的, 或者呢, 自己没有犯过罪,
So,
但是,
sorry? If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him or her.
因此如果有人爱这世界或这世界上的事, 那爱父的心就不在他里面。
When I sin, I'm broken up about it. I'm convicted about it.
当我犯罪的时候, 我真的就实实在在的在那里有过犯。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because I have the Holy Spirit indwelling me and he convicts me.
当我犯罪的时候我会受到指责 为什么? 因为我心里的圣灵 他在那里指责
There's a warning here in verse 15
所以在这第15节这里就是一个非常好的警告
If you love this world the love of the Father is not in you
如果有人爱世界, 如果你爱世界, 那爱神的心就不在你里面。
We're told about a companion of Paul named Demas in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10.
在提摩太后书里面, 我们讲到了保罗的一个同伴。
The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4:10, Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me.
他那里面就讲到迪马，他贪爱着现今的世界，就抛弃了我。He
left Paul and went to a large city called Thessalonica.
他离开了保罗，前往去了帖撒罗尼迦，where
he could blend in and live it up.
他觉得他在那里能够更加好的生活。Think
of Las Vegas.
就大家想象一下，拉斯维加斯。Which
is known as what?
拉斯维加斯被称为什么?
Sin City.
罪恶之城。That's
what Demas did.
那就是迪马去的地方。I
bet he regrets it now.
我敢打赌他现在已经很懊悔了。Because
all of us are terminal. All of us are dying. I'm a hospice chaplain. I deal with patients who have terminal illnesses.
我是住院的牧师，我每天都会面对那些濒临死亡的人。
And I like to tell them, we're all terminal. We just don't all have the same diagnosis. Diagnosis?
Oh, okay. 我告诉他们，我们每个人都有疾病，都有治不好的病，只不过是每个人的症状都不同。That's
the statement of the command. Secondly, we have the explanation of the command.
那接下来我们也会有对这个命令的解释。Which
is in verse 16.
就是在第16节里面。
For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
So there's three aspects of the world, this organized system of evil directed by Satan.
所以由这个撒旦，他有组织、有邪恶组织的的三个世界的方面呢，这个组织的一共有世界上的三个方面。
The first one is the lust of the flesh, the desires of the flesh.
第一个就是肉体的情欲。
Or you could call this the world's pleasure.
或者你也可以把它解释为世界上的快乐。
Is there pleasure in sin?
在罪恶里面有没有快乐？
Is it fun to sin?
犯罪的时候你感到快乐吗？
Give me a
给我一个摇头或者是一个点头。
Some of you still didn't do anything.
有些你们还是什么都没有做。
That's okay. I would say, yeah.
我会承认是的。
There is pleasure in sin.
是的，在
For a brief period of time.
在犯罪的时候，你是可能会感到快乐，但是只是非常短暂的时间。
And then what do you have?
但是然后呢，你会有什么？
Guilt.
罪恶感。
Regret.
懊悔。
Shame.
害臊。羞愧。
The lust of the flesh. This is the word...Epithumia, a strong desire or craving. It could be good or bad.
这肉体的情欲，它来自这个英文单词，它就是指非常强烈的一种欲望或者渴望。
Jesus desired to eat the Passover with the disciples.
这个词它可能是好，也可能是坏。那基督，耶稣在世的时候，他就非常渴望与他的使徒们一起吃那逾越节的晚餐。
That's the same word. Jesus desired to eat the Passover with the disciples.
所以说这里用的词欲望、渴望，他用的是同一个词。
But in most occurrences of this word or its root, it's negative. It's sinful.
在希伯来语里面用到这词的时候，往往但却是是种否定意义的词。是的。
This is the lust of the flesh.
这就是肉体的一种渴望，一种情欲。
The varied cravings of our fallen human nature.
是我们堕落人性的对各种的一种。
Are our bodies.Inherently evil and sinful.
我们的这个肉体它是继承了这个种罪恶感。
Yes or no?
是不是？
The body itself, the flesh, my hands, my head, my torso, my legs, my feet, is my body, the physical body, evil?
我的这个肉体手脚所有的部位是邪恶的吗？
Is this a trick question?
这是个trick question. I don't know.
I'm trying to catch you. I don't know. No.
不是。
I don't believe that my body is inherently evil. Didn't God make Adam and Eve before they sinned?
我不认为。
Right?
我不认为我们的身体是邪恶的。神难道不是创造了亚当和夏娃的身体吗？在犯罪之前。
The false teachers John's combating did teach the body was evil.
但那些假的老师，他们确实教导，他们说是的，你的肉体是邪恶的。
And they taught that Jesus didn't really have a body.
但他们也教导，耶稣并没有身体。
Which is why this book starts with We've touched Jesus. We've seen Jesus. Our hands have handled Jesus.
这是为什么这一卷书它开始的时候就讲到我们摸到了触摸到了耶稣的身体。
So when he talks about the lust of the flesh in this text, I don't think he's saying that the body is evil. He's not necessarily talking inherently about the body.
所以我认为他在讲到肉体的情欲的时候，他并不是说我们这肉体的本身是邪恶的。
He's talking about our fallen nature within.
然而他讲到的是我们的自己的罪性。
But we have a new nature too.From the Holy Spirit, which is why we have a war within.
但是我们也有一个新的本性，那就是圣灵带来的。
Galatians 5, 16 and 17 talk about this.
Which book?
You know, let's just turn there. You want to go there on the screen? Galatians 5, and we'll look at verse 16. Galatians 5, 16.Going off script again, but not for long. Let's go to verse 16. Are we in Galatians? If not, I can just read it.
It's okay, I have it.
Okay. Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Go ahead.
第五章十六节他说，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. These are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Here, thank you. Sorry, you didn't know I was going to do this either. Thank you for your help. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature, these are in conflict with each other. So you do not do what you want.
因为这个圣灵和情欲和圣灵相争，这些都彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Now, this is why Paul said what he said in Romans 7:19. You don't have to turn there, I'll do it, but you might want to turn there. Romans 7:19.
这也是保罗在罗马书的第七章十九节这里要讲的。
Romans chapter 7 and verse 19. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
罗马书的第七章十九节，保罗说到：“因为我想做的事，我想做的义事，我不能做；但邪恶的事，我却邪恶的事我不做。
所
以我一直在做。
I've talked about this war within here before in your church.
我应该以前来这里曾经讲到过这个属灵的征战。
If you have a war within, be grateful.
如果你内心里面是有征战的，你应该会觉得你会需要感到非常的感谢。
It is a sign of the Spirit.
因为那是你属灵的灵圣灵的一种迹象。
Yeah, go a little higher up here to verse 19. For what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
第十九节，故此我所愿意行的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
And he goes through an explanation, go down to verse 24. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?
保罗继续讲解释道，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who wrote Romans?
谁写了罗马书？
Paul, the Apostle Paul,
啊，使徒保罗,
wrote half the New Testament, Paul.
啊，就是那位写了半卷新约的保罗。
And he calls himself a wretched man.
他这里竟然就说自己是一个快死的人。
He's kind of despairing in verse 24.
在第二十四节，他这里啊，真是把自己贬低。
Who will rescue me?
谁能救我呢？脱离。
And that's the end of the chapter. No! There's a verse 25.
这是接近最后的章节，这里啊，但是后面还有第二十五节。
Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
嗯，那感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离。
So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin.
这样看来，我以内心顺服的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律。
The cravings which God has placed in the human body in themselves are not sinful.They are God-given and essential for continuance of life here on earth, but they readily become sinful when used for illegitimate ends.
那神对我们这肉体的渴望，他们这并自己本身并没有错，他们是这个神赐予的，对于这个地球上的生命的延续。但他们呢，却很容易变得有罪啊，被用于非法或者是邪恶的目的。
The areas of desire that we struggle the most with are the sexual desire and the food desire.
那下面一个就是眼目的情欲，那这也是我们往往会遇到的啊，一种一的是一种色欲，或者呢是对。吃上面的一种食欲。
God created sex.
神他创造了性欲。
It's a good gift.
这是一个很好的礼物。
Within marriage, it's holy and pure and wonderful.
在婚姻里面，它是非常神圣的，是单纯的，是好的。
That's basically the first command: be fruitful and multiply.
这也就像是第一大使命里面提到的多结果子。
The desire for food is a good thing.
对食物的欲望也是好的。
Are you looking forward to lunch today?
你们期待今天的午餐吗?
Something good?
一些好吃的事吗?
Yeah.It's not wrong to like food. It's not wrong to like sex. But sin twists.
喜欢食物，喜欢性欲，这并没有错，但是我们的罪恶却把它给扭曲了。
The scriptures are filled with warnings about sexual sin.
所以在这很多经文里面，它都对性欲提出了很多的警告。
The lust of the eyes is the second part of what's in the world.
因此，眼目的情欲是这世界上的第二部分。
This is the desire to have something that you don't have.
这是你对某些事你没有的东西的一种渴望。
The cravings and lusts stimulated by what is seen.
由于你所见、所看到的、所激起的那种欲望和渴望。
This is like Achan's sin in Joshua 7, verse 21.
就像是亚干在约书亚记第七章那里面他所犯到的罪。
Joshua and the children of Israel had suffered a terrible defeat after the victory at Jericho.
那约书亚那时候在Jericho 那里他打了个败仗。
And they were going against a really small city after the big victory at Jericho. What was the name of the small city?
他们在那里打了败仗跟那小城市是什么?
You know your Bible.
你知道
AI. And this is what we read. Thank you for bringing up Joshua 7:21. When I saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath.
我在所夺的财物中看见一件美好的士拿衣服啊，200克舍勒银子，一条金子啊，约50克舍勒。我就贪爱这些物件，便拿去了，现金藏在我帐篷的内帐篷内的地里啊，银子在衣柜底下。
He saw it and he wanted it. The lust of the eyes.
他看见了，所以他就想要了，这就是眼目的情欲。
This is part of what's in the world.
这就是这世界上的一部分。
This is the world's treasure.
这也是这世界上的财富。
Lust of the flesh, the world's pleasure. Lust of the eyes, the world's treasure.
肉体的情欲是世界上的快乐。眼目的情欲是世界上的那种财富。
How long have I had the privilege of coming here and preaching from time to time?
我还能有多少?
Before Pastor Lee came, I want to say it's been like 4 years. James, I don't know how long it's been since I've met with the elders in your living room.
在李牧师来之前，我来这里教会已经多少年了？大概四年吧。那时候我还和靖远弟兄一起在他的客厅见过我们以前的长老。
The first time I drove into your parking lot, I was driving my old beat-up car.
我第一次来到你们的教会停在外面停车场的时候，我开的是一辆非常老旧的车。
Do you think I saw cars in the parking lot that were better than mine?
你们有没有想过我在那里看到比我开的更加好的车吗？
Oh yeah.
当然是
like every one of them.
看了就每一辆都是。
Sure be nice to have that car.
我会想，如果有那辆车，倒真不错。
Or that car.
或者另外一辆。
Or that car.
或者是那一辆。
Or any of these cars.
或者任何这一辆都比我的好。
It's not wrong to have a nice car.
有一辆好的车并没有错。
It's not wrong to have nice things, possessions.
有些好的物品，好的物件并没有错。
It's wrong to covet them.
但是错的是，如果你在里面羡慕、想要的话。
That's the lust of the eyes.
那就是你眼睛所带给你的那种欲望。
And then we're warned against the third part of the world, the pride of life.
那然后我们就来到了第三部分，今生的骄傲。
The lust of the flesh is the world's pleasure. The lust of the eyes, the world's treasure. The pride of life is the world's applause or approval.
肉体的情欲，肉体的情欲是这是世界上的。世界上的快乐，眼目的情欲，世界上的财富，那今生的骄傲呢？就是这世界上对你的称赞，对你的肯定。
The pride of life，
今生的骄傲。
The world's applause，
这世界上对你的称赞，对你的鼓掌。
You want others to like you，
你希望其他人能够喜欢你。
Do you like to be liked？
你喜欢被喜欢的感觉吗？
I like to be liked.
我喜欢被喜欢的感觉。
I want you to like me.
我希望你会喜欢。
What's not to like?
那这有什么不能喜欢的？
That's a long list, actually. There's a lot to not like. It's kind of an attempt at a joke.
这是一个笑话，当然有很多不值得喜欢的。
But that's okay. I like to be liked.
我喜欢被喜欢的感觉。
It's a desire for approval, and it's coupled with pride and arrogance.
那这是一种想要被得到肯定、得到称赞的一种心态啊，这是一种非常骄傲自大的一种状态。
This is an attitude of boastfulness and a hollow self-exaltation based upon material possessions or social prominence.
往往呢，这是来自一种自己对财富、对社会地位的一种自夸的态度，或者是一种基于物质上的空洞。
I'm somebody.
Oh,
I'm important.
我很厉害，看看我，我很牛啊。
Not so much this guy.
啊，这人不行。
That's pride of life.
这就是你今生的骄傲。
My position. Yeah.
我的职位。
I'm somebody.
我是很牛，我很行。
Because of what I have or who I am.
不管是我因为我所有的东西，或者是我是谁。
The first two may be evils that you can do alone, but the third requires society.
第一个、第二个可能你可以自己来抵制。自己来解决，但是第三个，来自于整个社会。
I can have the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes all by myself.
我可以在肉体上或者眼目上的情欲都会在自己身上。
I can't have the pride of life without company.
但是我自己的精神的骄傲，我不可能有精神的骄傲如果没有。
How many of you know? Excuse me. How many of you know who George Clooney is?
有多少人知道 George Clooney? George Clooney?
Yeah, how many have never heard of this guy?
有多少人从来没有听到过他?
All right, he's an American movie star. He's often been voted one of the most attractive men in the world.
他是美国很著名的一个影星，他往往被评论为最好看的那个男的。
I watched an interview once of George Clooney.
我有一次看他的一份采访
where he kind of smiled, looked pretty smug, and said, "I own an island."
I own an island.
I have my own island.
在那次采访里面，他曾经提到过我有自己的一座小岛。
I looked it up.
那我就去看了一下。
He does.
真的，他有自己的一座小岛。
It's in the middle of the River Thames, 40 miles west of London.
那是在伦敦，它差不多往西大概是十英里左右。
I've never even been to England.
我还从来没有去过英国呢。
I don't have my own island.
我可没有一座小岛。
I'd rather have Jesus.
但是我却更
喜欢。Than all of it.
但是我却更希望我有耶稣基督。
But that's the idea. Look at me, look at my wealth, look at who I am.
所以这基本上就是这样的概念。看我有什么，看我拥有所有的一切。
Remember what Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, said?
有没有讲过尼布甲尼撒？
Is this not great Babylon that I have built by my mighty power as a royal residence and for the glory of my majesty?
那尼布甲尼撒在看着大巴比伦的时候，难道就是说这大巴比伦不就是我所拥有的吗？是以我自己强大的力量建造的啊，这个皇家的居所是我的荣耀的威严。
And Babylon was amazing.
巴比伦是看上去非常的非常的神奇。
One of the seven wonders of the ancient world were the hanging gardens of Babylon.
它的空中花园就是古时候的七大奇迹之一。
And then God cut him down.
但是神就把他摧毁了。
And he became like an ox.
那尼布甲尼撒自己他就变成像牛一样的野兽。
For 7 years.
整整七年。
The king of the world empire of Babylon, ate grass like an ox.
啊，但是当时那大巴比伦的王尼布甲尼撒被就被就像牛一样的。
God humbled him.
因为神要让他学会谦卑。
He had the pride of life. Is this not great Babylon? Look at me.
因为他的精神的骄傲，他为这大巴比伦的城为感到骄傲。
This is Satan's playbook for getting us to sin.
这就是撒旦最会利用的的策略。
The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
He used these with Eve in the garden and with Jesus in the wilderness.
他用这些策略在亚当和夏娃身上，也用在了在当时旷野的耶稣身上。
Study Genesis 3 and Matthew 4, and you'll see it.
如果你研读创世纪第三章或者马太福音第四章，你就会看到。
Don't forget about Satan.
不要忘记了我们这里有撒旦。
I love my wife and my children.
我爱我的太太和我的孩子们。
Satan would love to destroy us.
那撒旦他就非常想要来破坏这些。
He would like to destroy you.
撒旦会想要来摧毁你。
Don't forget he exists.
不要忘记撒旦他是存在的。
Don't forget that he's after you.
不要忘记他总是在追随着你。
Little old me, he didn't know about me. You know the. Go ahead.
啊，你会想我又不算什么，他怎么会来要我
？The warnings about Satan are not given to the apostles or the prophets.
啊，撒旦这个词，他们当时并不是给说给使徒或者是prophets, right?
Prophets.
I can't find the words. But everyone knows it.
Okay. He didn't give it to the big spiritual people, the warnings against Satan. The warnings against Satan in Scripture are written to normal, average believers.
他并不是把这个词交给已经属灵的很属灵的人，他把撒旦这词是作为一个警告，是给广大的其他的群众。
I consider myself a normal average believer.
我认为我自己就是普普通通的一个信徒。
But when we're told in 1 Peter 5 that the devil is a roaring lion walking about seeking to devour someone. First Peter is a general letter to the church.
那在彼得前书里面，他的对象就是普通的信徒们，广大的在church里面，在教会里面的。那他里面就提到，撒旦就如同行走的狮子，张着嘴要吞食。
The consequences of the command is our last point. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever.
那最后这里谈到了这个命令的它的最终的结果。最终结果，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
This world is in the ongoing process of disintegration, which...looks so good to us, but it's going to go away.
那这世界呢，正随着这些情欲就会一定会消失。虽然它看上去是那么的美妙，但是它必定会要消失。
Let me give you a few applications of this text, and then I'm done.
让我最后来讲一些关于这节经文的一些应用。
For the lust of the flesh,
肉体的情欲
pornography.Is probably the biggest way lust of the flesh is seen in our day.
色情就可能是我们这肉体的情欲上。
It is so easily accessible right here.
它非常容易取得，就在这里，就像这手机上面一样。
When I was growing up, if you were going to look at pornography, you had to sneak into a bookstore to look at it.
当我在我小时候成长的时候，如果你要接触到一些色情的东西，你必须要悄悄地跑到书店里面去。
Now it's just a few taps away.
但是现在呢，你只要悄悄地敲几个键。
Do you struggle with this?
你有没有沉迷于呢？
I'm sure there's some here who do.
我想可能会有。
Are you addicted to it?
你有没有上瘾了呢？沉迷于了呢？
When a believer looks at porn, there's shame, and then there's isolation, and then there's a trigger, and they're tempted to do it again, and they look at the porn, and then there's shame, and there's isolation, and it's this cycle.
当一个信徒他沉迷于色情的东西的时候，他往往会有感到羞愧。感到孤独，感到隔离，然后又会返回，成为一个循环。
This can be overcome.
这是可以防止的。
And it's men and women who struggle with it.
有男的，也有女的，都会有挣扎在这上面。
Get help.
我们需要一些帮助。
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up.
在神的面前谦卑下来，他会来帮助你。
I like the movie called Fireproof.
我喜欢有一部电影，它叫做 Fireproof， 叫做防火。
If you've not watched it, watch it.
如果你还曾经没有看过的话，你可以看一下。
It's a Christian movie.
那是一部基督教的电影。
And one of the statements in that movie is, we all need counseling.
在这部影片里面，他所提到的就是，我们都需要辅导，我们都需要。
Lust of the flesh is also seen in our eating habits.
这肉体的情欲也往往可见于我们的吃的习惯上面。
How are you doing in this area?
你在这饮食习惯上面怎么样呢？
Lust of the eyes is seen in coveting what other people have, their house, their car, their clothes, their jewelry.
那眼目的情欲是可以应用到你贪图别人所拥有的，他们的房子，他们的财富，他们的珠宝。
What about pride of life?
那这个今生的骄傲又怎么样？
Do you have a high opinion of yourself because of your position or your possessions?
你对你自己有很高的评价吗？可能因为你的职位，对于你所拥有的东西。
Are you saved?
你得救了吗？
Is your bent toward godliness or worldliness?
你是趋向于神性呢，还是趋向于世俗的？
Jesus told us the problem of with us is in our hearts.
那神在这里的问题就针对了我们自己心中的问题。
Whether it's evil thoughts or sexual immorality or sensuality, all these things come from within and they defile a person. Mark 7.
在马克福音第七章这里，他就说到，从里面出来的，那才能污秽人。
May God help us to fight against the world today.
那真是愿神来帮助我们，一起来抗敌。
Let's stand for prayer, shall we?
让我们一起来站起来，一起来做祷告。
Heavenly Father, we know that the evil one is real.
在天上的父，我们知道这邪恶者是真实的。
Help us to not ignore him.
帮助我们不要来忽视他。
We know that our flesh is real.
我也知道肉体的情欲是真实的。
Our sin nature is real.
我们的罪性是真实的。
We know that this world around us is real.
我也知道在我周围的这世界是真实的。
Help us to say no to ourselves and yes to you.
帮助我们，对我们自己说不，但是对你说是。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我为耶稣基督祷告。
Amen.